I'd like to discuss today the topic of if somebody eats food that is stolen, whether it is appropriate to make a bracha on it or not. An interesting question. The Gemara in Sanhedrin we start with. The Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Haresha Gozel Saw Shechitim. If someone stole a certain amount of wheat, Vitachna, and then grounded it up, Va'afa, and then baked it, Vihifrish Mimena Chala, and took Chala from it, Ketzad Mavarech, what bracha do you make? Einze Mavarech Elamanites. That is not a bracha, but rather it's blasphemy. And there is a pasuk who says whoever blesses in something that is stolen is considered someone who blasphemes God. Now, the first question and the most basic question of this Gemara is what bracha would he be making? Or she, open-minded.
Is it the bracha on the challah or is it the bracha on eating it?
Correct. Those are both seem to be reasonable options, right? The truth of the matter is if I asked you to pick one of the two, which one would you pick?
Probably eating it.
Why would you say eating it?
Because they're just saying that the challah was taken, so it's okay to eat otherwise.
Well, no, you make a bracha on challah even if you don't eat your own challah. But you don't mafresh, you don't make a bracha on being mafresh challah if it's not your challah.
Well, is that true?
I think so.
Let's say I work in a bakery.
Yeah.
Okay, I work in a bakery, and well, I don't own the bakery.
No, but you're doing it for the owner. If I come to your house, and your wife is making challah, and I'm mafresh, do I make a bracha?
So
it's not my challah. It's not your challah, man. It's not your cheese.
So
not your cheese.
So, yeah, and I understand that you're someone who learns above a comma on a regular basis, Dr. Jacobs.
I don't know how regular. I'm pretty irregular.
Okay. I understand you're someone who learns above a comma on a somewhat irregular basis, Dr. Jacobs.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Right? So.
The challah is already a mitzvah.
Correct.
The
repeat that.
Eating of the bread, it's just eating of the bread.
Right.
Plus, he made enough shinuyim in it that there was a
kinyan. That's where I was going with Bava Kama.
Yeah, right.
Great, so we have two points here that are both very good and relevant points, right? On the one hand, Dr. Mogioros shares with us, wait a second, I understand this concept called mitzvah haboba avera. If I steal a lulav and I shake it, that's not a mitzvah because I did an avera, I did a sin to do the mitzvah, and that's wrong. Okay, so therefore that makes sense. If I'm going to mafresh challah, if I'm going to take challah on something that's a mitzvah, then I understand you don't make a bracha. But at the end of the day, you're eating bread, you're eating bread. Right? You're getting hanah from it. Dr. Jacob adds to that, that what happens? I didn't steal a loaf of bread. What did I steal here?
Flour.
I didn't steal flour.
Wheat.
I stole wheat. And what
then
I do
to
it?
I ground it into flour.
I ground it into flour. And then that flour I added water to. And I kneaded it. Right, so if the owner of the wheat came to me now and said I want my wheat back, would I have to pay him wheat?
No value.
No, I would have to. I own the wheat at this point. I own the wheat. I owe him the money, but because I did what's called a shinoi.
Well, you couldn't give him the challah and say here's your wheat.
What's a shinoi? Right.
A shinoi is a change.
He
altered it significantly. Right, the wheat that I stole doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
Okay. So based on that, so even though the doctors speaking up here, even though Dr. Klayman thinks that probably he's talking about on the bracha and bread, the other doctors don't think so. Right? They think that wait a second, that if it's by the time he comes to the bread,
yeah, he should make a bracha.
He owns it, right? And not only that, but it makes sense not to make. And also, one could make an argument of why do you even need the words v'hifrish b'men nechala. Right? It's like saying he went and he ground up the flour and he added the water and he kneaded it into bread and he baked it and he put a little peanut butter on one side and then he put some jelly on the other side, right?
It's saying mafresh because it's talking about that bracha.
Right, so one would say that it says mafresh because it's talking about a birchas hamitzvah, a bracha you make when you perform a mitzvah. In fact, the Tosfos HaRosh in Sukkah reads our Gemara that way. Mishum da'avei mitzvah hababa avera. What's the reason? Exact words that were given here earlier. It's a mitzvah hababa avera. Alpha gav the krah gabe carbon ksiv. Hu adin l'chol mitzvah stavei midaraisu k'demucha b'risha gozal kama. He said this isn't just a rule in our Gemara in Sukkah, which is talking about a carbon. It's talking about every case. As it says in Bavakama, Harisha Gozel Shochitim, Vitachna, Vafa, Vihifrish Menachala, Ainzem of Archimanites. Because that's what the Gemara is talking about. It's a mitzvah Baba Vera. If you stole wheat and you grounded it up and you added water to it, and now you're going to make a bracha, you can't make a bracha. So the Tosfos of Rosh is clearly saying that it's talking about the bracha on the challah. However, it seems that that's not how everyone reads it. We turn to a Mishnah in Brachas. The Mishnah in Brachas says, Shrosha she'achol ka'achas chayav muzamin. We mentioned this yesterday in the Pirkei Avashir. We all know the halacha. If three people eat together, they have to have a zibun. Very nice. Achal demai, umayser rishon she'notla trumaso, umayser sheni ve'hekti she'niftu, ve'hasham she'achol kazayis ve'akuti mizabdin olav. If one person ate demai, what's demai?
There's a question as to whether or not it's a truma taken.
Yeah.
Maybe yes, maybe not. Or I ate maaser rishon, which really the levi should have eaten. But they took trumas mice from it, so it's not a chiyum misa midei shemayim. Or I ate maaser sheni v'hekdesh that was already redeemed. Or someone else who ate it, etc. That counts. However, achal tevel, if I ate fruits or vegetables where I know they didn't take trumas and maasers, or if I'm eating Maiser Rishon, where they never took the Trumas Maiser, right? In those cases, you can't make a Zibin.
What was this Pachos Minikazais? Who ate less than the Kazais?
The waiter.
Well, what does he got to do with all this?
He's eating off the same plate. Yeah, you see him there, you know, every time you say, oh, look, dead birds.
But less than a kazayas.
Right, so you say, so he doesn't count.
Right.
That's exactly it. He ate a kazayas, yes. Less than a kazayas, no. Tosus wants to know, wait a second. Why not the people in the second half? Tema. The Amar Be'erch, and HaKol Mitzlafim L'Zamin, Kohen Levim V'Yisraelim. That when they're making a Zim, everyone can join together. Even the Kohenim, we even let the Kohenim join. We even let the Levim join. That's very, it's very nice of us.
Very liberal.
Very wide.
Very, very open. Very open minded. That was on the tape. Uparach Pshita. He said, isn't that kind of obvious? Why would I think that the Levim can't join?
Because maybe you're going to eat from
there. Lo tzricha af agav the Kohen ochel truma, even though the Kohen's eating truma. V'Yisrael chulin. So it's not that we're eating together because I can't eat your food. Because you're a Kohen, you're eating truma.
Oh,
I can't
Alma
afa gav the truma asur l'Yisrael, even though I can't eat what you're eating. Achrei she'Kohen yochel l'tzarfim Yisrael, l'achol b'chulim mitzlafim l'zamin. I can't eat what you're eating, but you can eat what I'm eating. Since you can eat what I'm eating.
What if neither could eat what the other guy's eating?
What would that case be?
I don't know, but in such a case.
Right.
There you go. You know, then you don't. You want a bench on the tray food too?
So let's get to
it. Make on chazer.
So,
but it sounds like you have to have one person
right.
Being able to eat the
correct.
Other food.
Correct. But hachanami nehida chamina ochal tevel. So you're eating kosher and I'm eating tevel. The ein roi la'acherim amai inam mezamim. Just because. You can't eat my food, I can eat your food. Right? So Tosfos wants to know the fact that you're eating tevel, why does that keep you out of the zimun? Because I'm not eating, that doesn't count. Something that no one can eat.
Wonder if it means you don't gain weight from it too.
I'm not the doctor here. Aval truba l'chol apachus reuya l'kohen ha'ocha v'hu adin v'achol shloshim tevel ein chayav muzamin. Similarly, if all three of us ate tevel, we're not going to make a zimun on that. What's the proof that kedamim hareisha gozel sa achitim v'tachna v'afar v'achol umavarchayim ein mavarch erem anayitz. He said, how do you see that?
Now he's talking about benching, obviously.
Right, so he's talking about bench. He said, you know why you don't do a zimun? You don't do a zimun because you don't bench. What's his proof? Our Gemara. Now, there seems to be a little... Let's look closely.
This is if it was stolen, is that what you're saying?
No
if it's not kosher.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay.
Not kosher. Right, now, Vera was done on it. So he brings up... So you see a few things. One thing you see is that he thinks that our Gemara is talking about...
Benching and
about
not...
About benching.
Not
about... He's talking about Birchas HaNenin, not on Birchas HaMitzvah. If you look closely, there's something very interesting. Compare the words of his version of the Gemara and our version of the Gemara. Anyone notice anything?
It doesn't say Mafresh
Chala. Right. His version of the Gemara doesn't have Mafresh Chala. If Tosfos doesn't have Mafresh Chala, right, it can't be Birchas HaMitzvah because he has a different version. His girsa does not allow for that possibility. Mm-hmm. So of course Tosfos is going to read it different than the Tosfos HaRosh because he has a different girsa. The bottom line is that girsa is not really a sustainable girsa because our Gemara, not only does it appear in Sanhedrin, it also appears in Bava Kamma. If you look at it in Bava Kamma, Tanya Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Haresha Guzal Sol Shel Chitin, Tochna Losha Va'ofa, Vehifrish Mimeno Chala, Ketzad Mavarech, Ein Zom Mavarech HaMenayis, Al Zeh Nema, Botzeya Berech Niyit Hashem.
So you heard it does have it.
Right, so the bottom line is, I don't know what version Tosfos has, right? But Tosfos
has misled him too,
right? But Tosfos's version is not our version in Sanhedrin. It's not our version in Bava Kamma, and it's not the version that the Rosh had.
Well, he quotes a different.
So
he quotes a different daf.
No, he's not.
Oh no, no, sorry.
Perek test daf tzadik dalet. It's not pay test. So clearly, if I would stop at this point and I'd say to you, let's go back to our Gemara. The original question is: it talking about a birchas hananin, a hamoti, or a benching, or is it talking about an hafreshes chala? The answer would seem to be
still chala.
Even though Tosfos says that way, Tosfos seems to be coming with making up his decision based on a mistaken version of the Gemara. Let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam Kotel Lachon says as follows: Kol ha'ochel dova ha'aser. Anybody eats something you're not allowed to eat. It's not kosher, it's stolen. Bein bezodon, bein bishkaga, whether he did it purposely, whether he did it accidentally, eino mevorech alav, lo
betchila, lo besof. Well, if he did it accidentally, he's going to be mevorech because he doesn't know.
But Baruch Achroni won't make
it. You mean he found out in the middle?
Right.
Bishkaga, he didn't know that it was treif. He didn't know it was stolen. He made a bracha rishona, he made a bench, he made a bracha achrona.
Then it's farfalim.
It's
farfalim. But what? But the case he has to be talking about is he goes and he ate something. It. And then afterwards, after you find out, wait, being Park Burger is not kosher. It's so close to the shul. How could it not be kosher? Right?
That's my point.
She has been sponsored by Park Burger.
So, what?
Right.
So again, so in the event, right, that's the case. Bishkoga means I went to Park Burger. I said, excuse me, where do I wash? So you like him kodesh? They can all taste the dime and make a motzi, and someone walks by. Says, oy vey. You don't have to bench.
The rabbi walks by. It was done under rabbinic supervision.
That's right. So the Rambam says you don't make a bracha on it if it's not kosher. If it's not kosher,
I understand that. It just would have been nice if he said that benazid or didn't say anything. You eat something.
No, I think the shogi is an important thing because I might think, oh, hey, maybe if the guy is a bedafkinik, I don't want his bracha.
Right.
But this guy's not a bedafkinik. He really thought that you know Park Burger was kosher. I asked him where to wash. They showed me there's a place to wash. I could be wrong. But I got a mistake.
What's this Friday night?
What?
Somebody they had a garlic spread, mm-hmm. and it was on the table and. Somebody said, is there a heksher on this? And there was no heksher on it. Mm-hmm. So we just took it off the table.
Right. So in the event you just made a shahakul and you were eating straight garlic
spread. No, you made a motzi and right? finished the whole bit. It was
it's just, you know, like that, no heksher. Those vampires, never know when that's going to come up. Right. So that's what so Rambam says, right, with his bein b'shkoga, bein b'mezid, lo b'tchilo, lo b'sof, ketzat, harei she'ochal tevel shel devrayim. The Rambam is saying straight out, if you do an Aveira, you don't make a bracha on it. So how's the Rambam reading our Gemara?
You wouldn't
So it seems like it seems
say
you
say neither.
What?
Maybe the Rambam's saying you make neither the bracha on challah or the bracha on motzi.
Right, but again, where's the Rambam learning from this? He's clearly learning it from the Mishnah and brachas, right? The fact that he's giving me cases like Tevel, he's giving me Maisa Shein, he's clearly learning from that, and he's reading that Mishnah. Why aren't they part of the Zeman? They're not part of the Zeman because they're not supposed to be making any bracha. And who reads it that way? Tosfos reads it that way. So the Rambam is clearly reading the Mishnah like Tosfos is reading, which is reading our Gemara to mean. It's talking about Birchas Hananim, which we didn't think made any sense. It's not only we don't think so, but the Ravid doesn't think so. The Ravid says, wait a second. Kol ochel dover aser, ad v'lo v'tchir ro v'sof, ad sof ha-per. Kosef ha-Ravid zal, tov b'zer tos g'dola. The Rambam made a big mistake here. That doesn't mean you don't make a bracha. You can't have a zimun. But if you eat it individually,
What's the hacker here that if it's three versus one, why all of a sudden if I have three?
Let him speak. Yeah. That's his next line. So he says, because you can't be koveya suda on something that's not kosher. In order to be koveya suda, for us to be eating together.
You're saying by the fact that you're recognizing.
For us to be eating together,
right?
You have to be able to, and that's the rule. It's not that you don't. If all three of us go out and steal loaves of bread, then all three of us go and we wash, you know, and we make moitzi and we sing zmiras together, etc. There's no zeman at the end. Because you can't be mitzdarif with double
rosh. Should you make a moitzi?
If one person eats at one table and another table. The question always used to come up in yeshiva.
Right.
The guy ate lunch here, and the other guys ate lunch here. Let's get together and make a mizum, and we're all benching at the same time.
So if they're all getting the food from Mr. Parker together, right, then there are people that would be making.
You all stole challah, are you saying you would make a motzi?
No.
Okay.
No, and the Ravid says, yes, you would make a motzi. The Rambam says you don't, but the Ravid says you do. What's his logic behind it? Who ke'ein achiras perish, ein lo keva luzimun. Stolen food, he says, as far as Zeman is concerned, is like peiros. We don't. It's not mitzdare if we don't go together. Aval bracha tchir v'sof lama lo yivarchu hol v'nehanu. Why wouldn't
the bottom of the three guys just eats fruit? He may not be able to join you for the Zeman, but he still makes a bracha.
Right. So that's what he's saying. The rabbi says, bottom line, what is the? And when I say baracha to Hashem, okay, numelcham hamotzi lechem min aretz. What am I doing?
You're thinking Hashem for the bread.
I'm praising God because I'm going to get sustenance from this bread. Is the ganav going to get sustenance from the bread?
You bet.
So he should say thank you. Just because you did a one avera, you should do another avera. Yes.
What if you do it to save your life? Not
we'll get to that later on. So, but right now, right, we're talking about, you're not doing it to save your life. You're doing this because, you know, this is what I do. I'm a bread ganav. I was a bread ganav major in college. I got a nice job in it, you know. This is what I do for a living. So the Rambam says that you don't make a bracha. And the Ravid says, why not? The Ravid clearly understands our Gemara. So don't make a birchas hamitzvah, right? I'm not being yotze. Oh, I'm being mafresh challah. I'm shaking a lulav, right? No, you're not. Right? I'm eating matzah. No, you're not. You're a ganav. A Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want your mitzvahs. He's not giving you credit for this mitzvah. That I get. So don't make a bracha on it because you're not doing the mitzvah. But if you steal the bread and you eat it, you're still eating the bread. You're still getting the nourishment. You still have what to be grateful. You can still say thank you. So that's the machokas Rambam and Ravid.
Does that mean that you should make a bracha?
Yes, that's flat, yeah. Right. That said it right. It said it befeirish, right? According to the Rambam, you don't make a bracha. According to the Rav, it sounds like you do make a bracha if it's not kosher. Why not? So make a bracha. The Rush comments on this machlok.
So who was it that it's not considered chila?
What?
What was that statement? That it's not considered chila?
No, it's not considered seraf.
Okay. What seraf?
Coming together.
In order to do a zimun, you need three people who are together. So the Mishnah says you don't do a zimun. So the question is, why does the Mishnah say that? According to the Rambam, says because you're not supposed to bench. If you're not going to bench, you're not going to get together for a zimun. According to the Ravid, no. You're not considered a group who's eating together, but you still got a bench.
Okay.
The rush.
Can you really thank Hashem for something that you weren't supposed to be given? Meaning, Hashem gives us kosher standards.
You're thanking him for the nourishment. Think
but
of
is there really...
Did it nourish you?
Yeah, perhaps you? Perhaps it's not really nourishing or sustaining because we're not supposed to have it in the first place. Maybe, you know, maybe it's actually hurting me in
so
a way.
So going back to Alex's point earlier on, so if I keep on eating stolen food, I don't put on weight?
Mm-hmm.
It's the new Ganav diet.
Well, that's what I said when you said the whole concept. Okay.
I don't think it's that because you've been sustained. I think it's much more of a concept. You're thinking of Kadosh Baruch Hu that he's giving you the ability to eat. You're eating something.
Yeah.
But he's not giving you the ability to eat treif. He tells you not
I
to.
Have
you're
the
doing
ability
it
to eat treif.
He doesn't put Wanna you in the
see?
World to...
Did he make the earth in which that flower grew? Right? Did he create the sunlight that made it grow?
Right, but he didn't create
it
for us to partake in. My point is, he didn't partake it for us to... So why would we thank him for something that wasn't to our benefit?
He created it,
because
he created
it. It did benefit you.
Yeah, physically, it's for your benefit.
You stole it because you needed it for your benefit. That's what you thought.
Right. So... So you have here. So this machokus between Tosfos Harosh and Regor Tosfos is also machokus between the Rambam and the Ravid. How he paskin. So the Rush steps in. He says, "Achal Tevel." What is Kosov Rabbeinu Moshe Zal? Who's that? The Rambam. She'enu mavarchov lo b'tchil v'sof. You don't make a bracha rishona. You don't make a bracha achrona. The Ravid Zal Hisigalov. And the Ravid says, "This is said Vizel Roshon. Tov Vizel Tov's Gadol." The Rambam made a big mistake. The Amru Ein Mevarchim Elosh Ein Mezamdin Aleihem. It doesn't say you don't make a bracha. It says you can't make a zibun. Lo Mar She Ein Lo Kavias Uzivu Hova Ochem Davar Iser Vuhu Ke Ein Achiras Perish Ein Lam Gim Kavias Lazimun Avo Bracha Tchiv Sof Ramo Yevarcha Hova Nene. V'Nira Li Kedvarav. I think the Ravid's right. Right? We're not encouraging you to steal. We're not encouraging you to eat treif. But in the event that you did one or the other, or the both, you should still make a bracha. What's the proof of our Gemara? Number one. The parak gozo kama, hareisha gozo sa achitim, mechavero, tachna afa vishmen chala ein zavrarech elamanites. So wait a second. How is this a proof for that?
Because he's interpreting it the same way we did before. Mm-hmm. That it's just on the being mafresh challah.
But if that's the case, it's not a proof for the Ravid. It's just not a proof for the Rambam. It's not relevant. How is that a proof? So the next verse will blow your mind. Mashmish shechayv levarech el shebirchoso himaniyotz. He thinks it's talking about birchas hananim. It says, what bracha makes you? What bracha do you make? You're a blasphemer. You see how he reads it? You got to make a bracha, but God's not happy about it.
Hmm.
Right? He has a difference in the second half. Ein zem mevarech el menayitz.
What do you have to do? Something makes God unhappy.
Well, you think that in the first place.
That doesn't make sense.
What is that?
Bracha v'atola?
Not a bracha v'atola.
You
have to make the bracha.
Exactly.
Well, why did you steal?
Yeah,
Johnny come lately. Jenny come lately. You don't have to steal.
Why do you
but
have
now
to
that
make
he's
a bracha if Hashem's not happy about it?
Well, again, because he's not happy that he stole. He's not. Wasn't the bracha that got him riled up?
What if you have to steal to survive?
We'll discuss that. That's
we're not there yet.
That's me. Asked and not answered, as we say, as attorneys say.
Twice.
So it's interesting. Now this is a strange one. The Rush all of a sudden reads the Gemara that's talking about Birchas Hananim, but he reads the second half differently. Ain zeh mevarech el menayitz, right? So he said that this chayiv levarech, you have to make a bracha. However, realize that, don't think, oh, mea brachas. What am I going to do?
I'm good.
I need two brachas. So I'm going to go and grab some basil from the front of Pete's. I'm going to make I'll make a besamim on it. Then I'll make a hadam on it. I'll make a bar nefashis on it.
I got my 100 brachas.
There it is, off of Pete's basil outside there. Right? So he says, no, Taka, you should make a birchas hareach, and Taka, you should make a hadama, and if you eat enough basil, you should make a bar nefashis on it afterwards. But don't think that you're scoring points here.
It's a very strange position.
It's a major position. So we
I'm thanking God for something that he doesn't want me to thank him for, because in essence he doesn't want me to do that. That's what the concept is.
Well, no. Again, remember, at the end of the day, no one told you to do it.
You're blaspheming, though.
Right, but you're...
You already did that. That Avera you're going to pay for.
Let me ask you a question. I go and I decide to run a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
And make $1 billion.
Take off your yarmulke.
What?
Take off your yarmulke.
Now, how would I make the money with it? Anyway? should I get stuck from that money?
Absolutely not.
I should just keep it.
You shouldn't keep it either.
No, I think you should.
Just give it to me.
What about the... Okay, there was a case a couple years ago. Hold on.
Yes, you should give tzedakah.
Is God happy with all the tzedakah I'm giving?
No.
He's not happy with anything.
No, it's not your money.
What?
It's not your money.
It's still theoretical. It's so theoretical. It could never happen.
Yeah.
Look at that. He did. He get this guy.
Nah, come on. Come on. Exactly. You're making it up.
What about the case where someone won a couple years ago in the Super Bowl bet and gave all the money to Sadaka? Do you find
that
great?
If someone would do that in the next 5 years, he'd find himself under indictment.
Okay, but...
What should he give Sadaka?
In most normal situations...
Nobody's going to be indicted. Nobody in the world should be indicted.
No, but in most normal situations, is that necessary?
No, but again, that's my question. If someone comes about money in an improper way, right? Right? Right. Right. So the question is, so you shouldn't give tzedakah?
Not from that money.
That's all I got. That's my last billion. What am I going to do?
I'm not so sure. I think that's a mitzvah by Yedei Avera. You're taking money that doesn't belong to you in the first place and giving it to tzedakah.
So let me go a step beyond. Okay? Let's say your father got into $1 billion.
Yeah.
Chas v'shalom. And you're a yoresh it.
I'm not so much it's any difference.
So you should give tzedakah.
You shouldn't take the money.
You should give tzedakah from your own money. Why should you be involved
with
that money?
What's my own money? My father's a billionaire. I never worked a day in my life.
And you inherited it.
Who says that's good?
I made my money the old-fashioned way. I inherited it.
I'm not so sure.
I think that...
Right, so I can hear someone making an argument, you should give it tzedakah. You should give it tzedakah. But don't think God's really happy about it.
See,
that's the same.
No, I think it's
stealing a lulav to shake it.
No, we agree with that.
There it has to be shalachem, and there are all kinds of things. You steal $1 billion with a Ponzi scheme.
Or any other way.
Okay, so...
However you pull it off.
That's an avera. That weighs heavily on the negative side of the scale. Mm-hmm. And now you give tzedakah, I think it's a positive thing. You're helping save lives. You're helping widows and children.
One second. You're taking that money.
Robin Hood. He's Robin Hood.
You're taking that money. If you didn't have the money, would you be giving tzedakah?
If I didn't have money, I wouldn't be chayv to give tzedakah. Mm-hmm. Right. And now so I have money, I'm chayv to give tzedakah.
But how is it a mitzvah if you've taken something that you didn't have before it and did an aveir in the place to get to that point of the mitzvah?
Bottom line.
I don't know. Was all the money he made, every penny he made, was avera?
Let's say yes.
The first
He's giving a case that it is that.
It's never all or nothing.
So give money.
The first few people, with the Ponzi scheme, he gives them back their money, or else it's not a Ponzi scheme.
That's right.
He gives it back to them from the other
people. Listen, this is how you do it. You learn something here.
You so much about this.
So at least some of the money is obtained legally.
Okay, so you give the money from that. Okay. Give it from the legal standpoint. Don't give it from...
After a while, it's kind of... money is fungible.
I say you give tzedakah. Right, so again, you stole.
But do you think God's happy about it?
No.
He's not happy about how you got it.
It's the same thing here. Saying that's what the Raven's saying.
He's happy.
Make the bracha. You're supposed to make the bracha.
My question.
Don't get the impression.
Don't think you're getting mitzvah.
My question is, is it even a mitzvah? No, see, that's what you just said. Is it even a mitzvah at that point?
Yeah, it's a chiv, I think. That's what it is. Again, but I think of Acher Meveser when you come to collect for that one. Don't have high hopes.
I gave a lot of tzedakah. Yeah, but how did you get it? Okay, so then you have to pay. But in the meantime, you have averas. Right. Thank you very much. Right. You have mitzvahs. Thank you very much.
And you
do what you can.
It's God's problem to work it out.
Yeah.
Tshuvash Harashba, number 8. Haditznan Harasha Gozal Sosha Chitim Tachna Ve'afa Uberech Aleha Ein Zemavarech Elabenites. Quotes our Gemara. Yesh Misha Pirish Afa Pisha Kana Mikol Makom Ein Roy Levarech Aleha. There are those who say that even though you made a kinyan on it, you don't make a bracha on it. I don't think that's right. In fact, when it comes to Birchas HaMitzvah, if you do a shinoi, in fact, this is a question the Gemara talks about. The Gemara talks about, it says, matzah gozel, you can't be yotze with. I said, wait a second, when I chew it, that's going to make quite a shinoi to it. From the time I chew it until the time I swallow it, it's going to be mine.
Yeah, only because you're
eating. Right, so how are you going to give me a case? You got to come with some tricky case where, you know, I'm swallowing whole matzahs or the like.
I don't think I can do that.
Right? No, I don't think so. Try. So the right. That's so. He says, you got to make a shino. You can make the bracha on it. Ela mistabra hachi koma afa pisha mevarich leah mikol makom mitol gezel bari riyado vegazlan hu mutav rosh rog gazav rog birech vakosh baruch hu sone gezel baola vafil kana biyish. So he's saying as follows. He's not saying. He says even in the case of the mitzvah, if I steal a lulav. Right? And I'm going to go and I'm going to shake that lulav. So how do I steal a lulav? There's two ways you can steal a lulav. Right? You learned a lulav Ponzi schemes?
Yeah. Now let me teach you. Palm branches.
I can rip them off the tree.
Or somebody made a lulav and you take the lulav.
Right. But in the event, the way I'm stealing my lulav is the first way. That's a shinoi.
That's clearly a shinoi, right?
That's a shinoi, right? So now I owe the guy money for his missing palm branch.
For a lot.
Right,
the lulav is yours,
but the lulav is mine. So the question is, what bracha do you make on that? So he reads it the same way the Rosh read it, right? Yes, in fact, you're going to shake your lulav, right?
You're going to make your bracha,
and you're going to make yacha, and you're going to get a mitzvah for it. But don't get the slightest idea in your mind that God's happy about this.
So what? According to this logic, if everything So according to this logic, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you an option to do mitzvahs and neveiros in the world, and I do an neveira and then I go and do a mitzvah, so according to, but I only get the mitzvah through doing the neveira. So a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, okay, I'm not happy with you. So why even then put in the opportunity to even say it's a mitzvah? Which is saying that case, the minute you've done the neveira and you're trying to use it as a mitzvah, it's not even a mitzvah. You screwed up. Don't even try at this point. Fix what you've done.
Okay, there's a concept of mitzvah b'aveira. Mitzvah b'aveira was raised early on, and that right. You don't get the chizkah for the mitzvah. However, if it is removed enough, meaning that I did...
There's a tikkun, yeah. There's a shinoi.
So that's not a mitzvah b'aveira anymore. But technically, you can do it. But even though technically you can do it, the Rashba saying the Gemara says...
So if I steal $100 and I give that
$100...
One second. So if I steal $100 and I give that $100 to tzedakah, is that a shinoi? No, that's taking money that didn't belong to me and giving it to someone else. How's that a shinui? It never was mine.
Again,
I never had the right to give it.
It's not a ma'aser mitzvah. You're not making a bracha on that. What bracha are you making? On the scene of tzedakah?
No, but my point is there it shouldn't even be a mitzvah. I've never acquired the money. It shouldn't even be mine. I took it when it wasn't mine and I gave it to someone else.
So what if you invested in a building, in real estate, and you sold the building, now you got the money, can you invest that? Made a shinui, made a change... You turn it into real estate.
What's the case?
You stole money and you bought a building.
I'm not so sure. It's not right.
Not so sure you bought the building?
No, I'm sure you bought the building. I don't think it's appropriate. I don't think it's appropriate.
And then you sell it. You take that money and give it.
Again, let's be clear to everyone in this room and in internet land. We're not encouraging Geneva. Right?
Yes.
Even if you'll make a hefty donation to the East Denver Orthodox Synagogue and Yeshiva University afterwards, we still do not encourage it. But once you're ready, stole, we could use a few bucks.
I just don't know how it gets to the point.
Kesa Mishnah, number 9. Ahid de gozel chsa chitin nami kedivre rabbeinu daik v'fum nuschoi didon shekosim behen keitza mevorach einza mevorach ela menayitz. So you think that sounds like the Rambam. Mashma de metama keitza efshe shivorach ol im hoi mevorach einu ela menayitz. Hilkoch ol yevorach. So he reads the Gemara not that way. He says, how could you make a bracha? If you'd make a bracha, it would be blasphemy. So therefore, don't make a bracha. So the Kesef Mishnah is reading it.
Similar to me.
So he's reading it not like the Rosh and the Rashba.
Like the Rambam.
He's reading it like the Rambam. He said, that's the proof of the Rambam. It's interesting that all of a sudden, what we see is there's a machokas, how you read the second half. But the Rosh, the Rashba, and the Kesef Mishnah all read the first half to be talking about what type of bracha? Birchas Hananin, correct.
And furthermore, his girsa was the same one as, I mean, the...
Right.
Okay. The Rashba was the same as Tosfot before, without the challah.
The Rashba, correct. Good point. So he says that, so he says, no, he sees it the opposite. Ein mavarach, he reads it as, you don't make a bracha. He'll kachol yivarech. You equate to the Rush's girsa. Also, don't make a bracha. He said, not only that, but I have another primary source, Perek Beis. Well, yish oshi Yisrael ever min achayiv nei noach. Well, because yayin l'nazir she'ein ma'achin l'adam davar shu asura. I shouldn't give something that's ever min achay to a non-Jew. I shouldn't give a cup of wine to a nazir. And in all those cases, you don't make a bracha. And you can't have a zimun afterwards. If I give a cup of wine to a nazir, the nazir, it sounds, doesn't make a bracha on it. That would seem to be a proof towards the opinion of the Rambam. V'gami divei Rashi, v'perek Mishnah Kamaisa, v'perek Shlosha Shalachu, Mashmas Tifil, on Eim Avarchim al Dover Yisr, v'cheinir Shudas HaRav Reyn Yono, v'gam HaRashmas Ovei Chein, v'hevi Yuraim in v'itanya v'perek Pameh Maligim, ha-demamai Avarchim alav v'mazam nalav, alma demayhum in Avarchim alav, ha-tevel Eim Avarchim alav. So the Kesef Mishnah very much supports the opinion of the Rambam. Now that's a big deal, because the Kesef Mishnah wrote a few other books. What else did the Kesef Mishnah write?
Shulchan Aruch.
He wrote the Shulchan Aruch. So the Kesef Mishnah is feeling the Rambam's right. That's going to bode well for him when it comes time for the Shulchan Aruch to come down with his opinion.
Sounds good to me.
Quick comment in the Eerie, which is a little bit... it's related, but not totally. Misha Gozal saw Shalchit v'tochn l'vafa v'hivshman l'chav l'hol v'nishtani akona elosh edomim hu chayev lo. So he's the one who raises the issue of Shinoi. Right? Dr. Jacobs said that earlier on, that there's a Shinoi told him, Mavarach lo'ah im gozal isra im mavarach al-chala. The question is, wait a second. If you steal a loaf of bread, now you're going to eat a loaf of bread, that's one thing. But if you stole wheat, and now you're going to grind the wheat, and the wheat's going to be, you're going to add water to it, and then you're going to bake it, that's a Shinoi. So I own it. So why don't they make a bracha on that? Aval im gozal pas afuya v'ocho ha'il v'yeshkan hana mavarach ha'motzi u'mavarach v'yachas ha'mazal she'osu ha'nas min oma zeb lo bracha. So he said, therefore, it's talking about birchas ha'mitzvah. However, if I stole bread, I wash and I make motzi and I bench, because that has nothing to do with mitzvahs. This is just a matter of being thankful. But yesh chok in afazu kvar kasav zuk kasav nu hab above a kama, etc. He said, that's a machokas, so that's the same idea. Besides writing the Shulchan Aruch and the Kesef Mishnah, Rav Yosef Karo also wrote...
Beis Yosef.
Beis Yosef. What's the Beis Yosef? What's the difference between the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch?
It's Sfardi. No.
Yeah, well, Sfardi. He was Sfardi whenever he wrote stuff. Yeah. Commentary on the tour. Commentary on the tour. Thank you very much. So on the tour, he goes, and he really goes through this. Kosef ha-Rambam, Shem Mavarchim Olav, Lo B'tchil, Lo B'sof, Chein, Al-Kol Dover, Shal Isser, Afilu Isser, Drabonon, V'arayvin, Hisig Olav, Kosef Shalol, Amru, Ela, Eim, Zamdin Olav. So the parak alma hilchos brachos by rosh kasev bereish parak shosh shachu sheniru li shedivrei harayvin. I like the rayvin. Vid aminin be parak kama de sanhedrin be parak hagozel hareisha gozel soachita v'tochna v'afa v'hishu men chama ein v'varach el menayitz. Hamashachal v'varach el shibechoso hu niyutz ad kan. So that's what he says. He said we have a machokus. On the one hand, the Rambam says you don't make a bracha. The Ravid says you do. The Rush supports it based on his reading that Ein Zeh Mavarach Al Menayitz means, but you still make a bracha. He said, why did they reject the Rambam just based on that? So it says you can't make a bracha on matzah gazula. What type of bracha are we talking about?
Hamotzi
or?
Achilas matzah.
Achilas matzah. Right, again, it's the same question. It could be a birchas a mitzvah.
Achilas matzah is the mitzvah, and the motzi lechem is
the
right,
motzi matzah. The motzi is the birchas hanem, and the achilas matzah. So, what are we talking about there in Maseches Challah? It says you don't make a bracha on matzah gezura. So, if you're talking about achilas matzah, we all agree on that. But what about Hamotzi? Amr of Oshia al Shem Ubo Tse Berech Neitz Hashem. Quotes our pasuk. Chodet Amir Betchira Aval Besov Damim Hu Bechayevra. He says that maybe you'll make a first bracha, but you make the last bracha. Rav Yosef Ein Avera Mitzvah, and Avera is not a mitzvah. So Rav Ila Ela Mitzvah Im Asiyasan K'mitzvasan Harein Mitzvah. So Rav Ein a mitzvah. You only get a mitzvah if you do it the right way. If you steal first, you don't get a mitzvah.
That's what I was saying.
They make it sound not only do you make a motzi matzah, but you're also not going to bench. You're not going to do your barech either, right? So if you don't do barech, it can't because of the mitzvah. Barech means because you don't bench. So therefore, the it would seem from here that the Yerushalmi in Chala is indicating that you don't bench on matzah gezula. And then again, it doesn't make a sense if that's the case. It doesn't make a difference if you're eating your matzah at the Seder, or you're eating the matzah at the circus on Chol Moed. Either way, if it's a matzah gezula, you're not going to make a bracha on it. So he goes on, he brings other rayas as well. He brings again the Yerushalmi and Demai, and therefore the Beis Yosef is convinced that the Rambam is right, and that's how he paskin in the Shulchan Aruch. We can get number 12, Achol Dover Yisur. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam, and even though our initial reading of the Gemara didn't sound that way, the bottom line is there are other Gemaras that support it, and therefore that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins. If you steal something, don't make a bracha on it. The Rama does not comment on this. I mean, that's not an Ashkenaz Svari thing. It would seem that everyone would agree.
Why are you still a Sefer Torah? Can you use
the Sefer Torah?
Can't
if you
no.
Shouldn't eat it.
And if you do the
can you
bench.
Use the Torah?
Yes, you can. To, for what though?
To learn.
To read Torah.
Right. To learn from it.
Learn from it. Learn from it.
Or to learn from it.
Does it make a difference?
So to learn from it, that's a mitzvah habah ba'avera. You can't learn without a Torah. So unless you do a shinoi to it. Change the model. It's mine now. But no, in that case, you in more all likelihood. You're not. Now, what about that? Now, it gets a little tricky in this case. You ever go on eBay?
Yeah, big problem. Sifrei Torahs are a lot cheaper than.
You can buy Sifrei Torah on eBay, and they're a lot cheaper.
They're stolen.
Really?
Yep.
So there's a pretty good chance that if you ask the guy where he got it, he'll tell you it fell off the back of a truck. So let's say, but I bet.
Doesn't the Nigzel know to go look for a Sefer Torah on eBay?
So,
I mean, you know, that's where if I were the insurance company, that's where I'd go. Trying to recover my losses.
Mm-hmm. Also, is there a big market for stolen Torah?
I'm sure at least when my firm at school, you know, fell off the back of a truck and I bought it on the street. My Tanakh, I think, was from the street.
Street vendors.
Good to hear this.
But that street vendors are.
It's important you hear this.
You know the Orientals.
Yes.
They violate copyright laws, and you can buy a textbook that normally costs $300.
Kids are
thieves. For $50. That's on very cheap paper, and it doesn't hold up very well. But because they violate the copyright laws. Mm-hmm. And they print up thousands of them, and they don't have to pay the authors and everything else.
Piracy does seem to be a common issue.
So, what happens now? Yes. She's bringing up a good point. Now you're buying a Tanakh or Sephora from which you're learning that were pirated. Are you Yotze?
So yeah, I don't think it's a good idea. I don't support it.
But you never know for sure. What? They don't say this is a stolen Sefer Torah.
Yeah.
All you're learning
right, but Sefer Torah is different. Again, to learning is one thing, Sefer Torah is a different thing. Now the question is, you know, if I'm Kone from a Ganev, is it still considered Ganev? Right.
Let's, I don't think so.
Right. So let's again, let's say the guy I buy my Esrog from,
but that's
the guy I buy. But the guy I buy from Esrog from climbs over fences and collects Esrogims and other people.
Alex, if you get in a stolen car. Someone gave you a stolen car. They're still going to come after you if you have the stolen. I mean, they're not going to necessarily arrest you, but they're going to take away that car from you.
A gun of Potter, and I don't remember if that means Potter on the Karen or on the Kefel or on the Dalvey. But I know that it says a gunav and a gunav potter.
Right.
You're not chayav for stealing. You bought it in good faith.
Right.
Right.
And they don't tell you it fell off a truck even though they stole it. They're not that stupid. Mm-hmm. They say, yeah, I bought it. I got it cheap, so I'm selling it cheap.
Yeah. So, well, so again, that comes to the question of Mitzvah Baba Aveira, and the question is this an integral part? You can learn Torah Baal Peh. A sefer is not an integral part of learning the Torah, and therefore that's not considered a Mitzvah Baba Aveira. Again, I'm not saying that you should buy hot goods. In terms of are you getting the mitzvah, I would assume yes. A sefer Torah, you can't lane Baal Peh. Right, so therefore that would be a mitzvah Baal Peh. Very problem, I would think. Looking at the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, Kosova Rabbe says, who had been begazel chita v'tochna v'ofen afa pishat konam b'shinoi eim levarach lo v'tchil lo b'sof. So he quotes from the Beis Yosef that even with a shinoi, it doesn't matter. Why is that? Because it's not a matter of ownership. It's a matter that God just doesn't want your bracha now. The chen hu reish shimon tof reish mem tes v'chein v'farsh medivei arama, etc., etc. Miu harama behilchus matzah ein yotze chodosu b'matzah gedura zeh akal kol dvar shem avarchan olav birchus hamozim yotze bo yotze yidei chovosu chol she'em avarchan birchus hamozim ein yotze bo ad kan l'shono. He quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says that if I can't make a bracha on it, I can't be yotze with it. Right? Meaning, because if it's stolen, the Rambam, it's the same thing. He said, wait a second. It goes together, the Rambam seems to be indicating, right? Whether I can be yotze in the mitzvah with it, and whether I can make a bracha on it. Right? So, he's saying that, assuming that goes together, if I make a shinoi on my matzah, right? Let's say I stole the flour and I baked my matzahs from it. Am I yotze?
I think so.
It's a shinoi. He says, that's the case. You should probably make a bracha also with the shinoi, according to the Rambam. So I don't think the Beis Yosef is necessarily right there. It doesn't want to do that. In came Mukham the Bracha Malav, Bircha Samazan. The Shin Risha Horus, the Bircha Samazan, the Rice, and Wilchumra Azrinan. So it's an obvious suffix. Right? Now I'm not sure. I stole flour and made it into bread. Do I make a bracha rishona or do I make a bracha achrona? Well, I'm stuck. So what's the general rule? Safek brachos lahakel. I shouldn't make it. But that's not true by all brachos. Because safek brachos lahakel, that I don't make a bracha if I'm not sure, that's only because almost all the brachos in the world are derabbanan, the rabbinic. And safek derabbanan lahakel. Benching is deraisa. So safek benching is lahachmir. So he's saying, okay, if you're going to steal the bread, if you're going to steal the flour and make it into the bread, don't make a motzi, but you should still bench. Right? The Magen Avraham splits it like that. He said, "V'efshad afilu gazal lechem b'varich birchas mozen." If I just stole bread, I should have to plead she'achal kvar kado b'shinoi, because as I eat it, by the time I digest it, there's a big shinoi that happened.
And that's when you're nene.
Right, I'm going to bench after that. So the Magen Avraham said, even though the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, no bracha rishona, no bracha achrona, the Magen Avraham is not so sure. The Magen Avraham says bracha rishona yes, bracha achrona no. The Mishnah Berurah does not quote the Magen Avraham.
Yeah, the opposite.
They say backwards.
Yeah.
So again, Magen Avraham says no bracha rishona, yes bracha achrona. If I said the other way, it's this way. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't even quote the Magen Avraham, but in the Shaar HaTzion, in the footnotes of the Mishnah Berurah, he bothers telling you why he doesn't quote the Magen Avraham. He says, not that I never heard of it. Don't get any funny ideas. Masha Kosef HaMagen Avraham. You might be curious, why didn't they quote the Magen Avraham to say that you have to bench on it at least? He says, you read it closely, He doesn't seem totally sure about it, right? The efshur da afilu, right? Gazal lechem, and it could be, right? So he's not so sure. He said, you know, that since the Magen Avraham himself wasn't that sure about it, I'm not going to quote him. But od masha kosev ha magen mishav de misof divrei Yerushalmi ein mira kei mashal inyan lotzeis bevade in a yotze afshak var acha. He says, no, it sounds like that even when you eat it, that's not enough shinoi to be yotze the mitzvah. So if you're not yotze the mitzvah, you're not going to bench. Okay, memela im revar achal zeh af besof refi mashe miniach rabam haklal hatori zeh bezeh. So it's very interesting. Milvad zeh ikar dinar shal magen avram sheiniach yisol mipnei shu deoraisa yeshra hachi revarach b'shinoi gam kein rafi meod. So it also this whole idea that if it's the raisa, you go sabik chumah, that's also very weak. You came to yesh bezeh chashash niyutz gam kein ein shayach yipoi. It's because it's not like, maybe I make a bracha, maybe I don't make a bracha. You know, there's a downside in this case to making a bracha as well. What's the downside? That could be blasphemy. Because we said that if you make a bracha when you're not supposed to hear on something that's stolen, that's blasphemous. Neshehuda reis, v'dumi d'may d'aminu b'brachas, hech shetfirasa toiva. Sometimes you shouldn't be brought in, you shouldn't be... shouldn't be davening because it's disgusting. If you're going to do something that's a toiv, it's like you didn't so too. So he says that the bottom line is the Mishnah Berurah thinks that the Magen Avraham is wrong for various reasons. One, the Magen Avraham himself didn't seem that convinced, actually. And there is a downside to it. Now, it's interesting. The Magen Avraham, what's the reason why he's doing it? He says, because you made a shinoi. Because you stole the flour, etc. Maybe you own it now, you can be yotze the mitzvah. He doesn't say, well, why don't you do it because maybe the Ravid's right. It's interesting that the Ravid, who is supported by the Rush, which is not such a minor opinion, so I might say it's a suffix on benching because according to the Ravid and the Rush, you're supposed to bench, never even mentions that.
He says, "Ain't kedai l'vorech."
What?
It's a funny expression.
Right.
It's not worthwhile.
But even misafik. So that's.
I think there's a little.
The bear hater, however, does quote the Ravid. Also, the Rambam, the Ravid, he's a galav v'zel roshan tor v'zel roshono tor v'zel shlo amru ella ein mezamden aleim roma she ein lohem chashivas kavua ho v'ochel dover yisur. So the Be'er Hitav quotes the Ravid. Because of Tazva, the Ravid ain't no cholok ella ha'ochel b'shogeg. Aval im ochel b'mezid ain't no cholok upot b'bracha. He said, what's the reason? Because it wasn't the way we read it. But the Taz says, even the Ravid is only talking about it was an accident. If it was an accident, you should bench at the end. But even the Ravid agrees that if you did it on purpose, nah. The thing that there's a heter out there, you can do like stam yena. Kosov beisho do a dim begazal chitu v'tochna v'afam v'af b'shikonim b'shino im v'varach lo v'tchil lo b'sof. Ayin shem v'am magen avram cholik alav v'pasuk to b'varach b'alav b'irchas ha-mazom. Magen avram disagrees, says you do bench, you make brach rishona, v'kon b'shino v'chin yesh v'haros, da'a. So he said, there are people out there close to him saying he'd make a bracha rishon. That's wrong. It seems that the Be'er Hitav supports the Magen Avraham and says you should bench. So the bottom line is what if you find, you shouldn't find yourself in the situation. You should try not to steal things. However, if you find yourself, we'll finally have to answer the Magen Avraham and the Be'er Hitav think that you do bench. Mishnah Berurah does not, and I would recommend in that case not to bench either, because the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah don't hold that way. There's a different simon in Shulchan Aruch which deals with Jenny's question. Number 6 says, Acho macho mashal shel iser b'bnei asakonim avroch lev tchil v'sof. If I have to eat something that's aser, because of sakana. Meaning what? They tell me
it's not by choice.
You gotta eat chazer.
Right, it's not by choice.
You gotta eat chazer. Right, in that case, in fact, I do make a brach on it and I bench on it. What's the reason behind it? Not only that, but let's say Nebuch during the Holocaust, people had to steal food to get by.
Just to survive, they would send their children out to get the food.
Right, they have to steal from the local farms. Do you make a brach on that?
Yep.
Yes. Mishnah Berurah says, "Bnei Akasakonik, Cholos Shetzal Lechol Machol Satzur Refuaso." someone's sick who has to eat medicine. Koshkim ocha machol shel heter bismana iser kol chobi yom kippur mevarchem alav. So, of course,
it's not just a heter; it's probably a mitzvah.
Right.
Well, there's a big there's a big distinction, right, although, between these two.
What's
the case
the
over
for it? Zion, he came in the sakota who had teira ka'ochel. But adrabba mitzvah ka'avid lahatzil nafsho. Veinze b'chal shar davar yisur l'kaimel on excesh shem baruch and olav. So the person finds himself in a situation where it's life threatening. You've got to eat something non kosher. You have to eat something that's stolen. That's the fairish in the Shulchan Aruch. No one, there's no doubt of that you do.
But there's a huge difference between these two cases. In this case over here, you're doing it for the sake of your own benefit because you really, really need it. In another case, you know what's right and wrong. You do something that's wrong.
Right, and that's
and now
why
you're trying
you make
to
a bracha on one and you don't make a bracha on the other one.
No, but my thought process would
be... on the nose.
That if you would stop it, yeah, if you would stop letting people do it from the start, and then you wouldn't give them the opportunity to make the bracha before or after, they would realize that they themselves have made a mistake. By allowing them to do this, it perhaps gives them the opportunity in the future. Oh, don't worry, if I stole, I can still make a bracha, and then I can thank
Maybe
God for it.
Maybe that's part of the svar. All right.